17th.
17.
2017.
Yep. 10-17-17.
And it is 5 o'clock. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. Stand up and say pledge. Good, Teresa.
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. That's a good time to show wore my t-shirt.
So, roll call, Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
So we're going to discuss the Finance and Audit Committee report, the balance sheet, and the profit and loss budget comparison. So I'm going to read the notes that our accountant gave us. So if you go past the first three pages, you'll go to the balance sheet, page one. Everybody there?
Am I missing a page or something?
No, you shouldn't be.
All I got is three pages.
Oh, they're double-sided.
Oh, okay.
So it should say balance sheet at the top, and it'll
page
be page one.
Two?
Yep.
Okay.
Page one of two. If you look at line 8 and line 10, total checking savings and LAIF, the district's combined cash and LAIF balance, so the two combined, is about $602,000. If you go to the second page, line 59, the district's total liabilities are approximately $1.24 million. So it's just showing you what the combined cash and LAIF balances, and then the liabilities.
Did you say 59 or?
Line 59.
69?
59.
Okay.
There is no 69.
All right, that's 61.
Is that our total?
That's the total liabilities.
Line 59 says...
on the balance sheet, page 2.
Yeah, it says 1236287.
You're not speaking in a mic, probably. It's not my hearing impairment.
So if we go to the profit and loss report, page 1 of 3. If you look at line item 13, basic facility fees, year to date is at about 30% due to a new 5/8 inch meter service on Main Street. So that was unexpected, but that is a good surprise. If you go to page 2 of the profit and loss report, line 42, lab fees, year to date is about 32% due to lead and copper sampling and various lab fees related to wells 2, 4, and 5. We did have a few extra lab tests done on a couple of the wells, just to ensure that they were clean and everything was fine. So that expense is a little bit higher than anticipated, but it's not too bad.
By how much?
Well, if you look, like, September, the budget was $245. Oh, I'm sorry, hold on. So it looks like year to date, we're expecting about 25% on average. So we're at 32. So we're about 7% over.
More close to the summer already.
Year to date, we're at, in the calendar, we're about 25% through the fiscal year. But you'll see here the expenses are at 32%. So it's about 7% higher. If you go to line 44, meters, year to date is at 36% due to the purchase of 30 5/8 inch meters and 3 3/4 inch meters. If you go down to line 52, engineering services, year to date is at 60% due to an increased amount of state water meetings due to the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the SGMA, and Integrated Regional Water Management meetings, which is also known as IRWIN. So there has been a lot of movement with both of those And our engineers have been more involved, which is why the higher expense in engineering fees. So if you go to the last page of the profit and loss report, line 110, as of September 30th, the fiscal year to date net loss is at about $80. And are there any questions? All right, that's all that I have to report from the accountants.
Hello. So it is 6 after 5. We'll go ahead and adjourn this part of the meeting to sign checks.